The Northwoods Community Garden is an open garden for Northwoods residents at Nicolet College. This will be the garden's inaugural spring. In addition to holding 48 garden plots, it will also serve as a local training center to teach about environmental stewardship and nutrition. Joining me to talk about the garden are Pete Zambon, president of the garden's board, and Tabitha Benish, chair of the fundraising committee. Hi, guys.
Hello.
This is the garden's first year. What kind of interest are you seeing from the public? Are people excited to sign up for garden plots?
Absolutely. We've already had a pre-registration list that was nearly claiming all of our plots. And as we've begun sending out applications to those who were pre-registered, we are still getting interest on our Facebook page. And we still have a few plots that are left to be rented. If local people are interested in inquiring about getting a plot, they can either write us on Facebook or they can write us an email at northwoodscommunitygarden@gmail.com. It'll be $40 a season for renting a 10 by 20 foot plot. And we still have a handful left, so there's still time to get in on all the fun that we're going to be having this summer and have a chance to learn about sustainable agriculture and ways to grow your own food.
All right. Well, that's very exciting. The Northwoods Community Garden has partnered with a bunch of different Northwoods organizations like Oneida County 4-H, Nicolet College, and ArtStart. What kinds of programs are you working on with these organizations?
Well, through 4-H and ArtStart, we have some Art in the Garden programs that have already begun. And with that, we've kind of had some fun with local youth who are interested in starting seeds and kind of finding out different ways that they can be creative in the garden. And it's been really exciting to just see young people who are very interested in seeing seeds grow and getting to the point of having their first harvest. We're also working with groups like Foodwise to make some of our plots more accessible for those who maybe can't so easily afford the $40 plot rental fees, and considering that creating better food access to high quality food, and as well as making it possible for those or maybe a little more disadvantaged or just don't have their own backyard space to be able to take part in this great hobby that can also help feed your own family.
That is very cool. So why are the two of you so excited about the Northwoods Community Garden? What do you think a community garden can do for our community?
Wow. Well, that's a really great question. Tabitha and I, we both participate in the local farmers market, and that's always been one. We both just simply are excited about growing really healthy, fresh food in our local community, because we believe that making food systems more localized and more available to the community is part of making our community a richer, more vibrant place to live.
Yeah, exactly what Pete said. We both have a passion for providing fresh produce to people in a sustainable manner. So I would say being outside, sustainability, and along with that passion comes with health as well. So contributing to a healthy lifestyle, community gardens have been shown to do that by providing those fresh, safe, affordable fruits, vegetables, herbs, and it also provides access to land for people who might not otherwise have it. You can share tools as well as knowledge. So we're having classes out there this summer where seasoned gardeners will be helping maybe newer novice gardeners. And again, really expanding that access for people.
Yeah.
Really bringing the community together in that outdoor setting, which is, again, healthy and also stress relieving.
Yeah, that's a good point. We will also be having garden mentors, which is going to be sponsored by the Master Gardeners of the Northwoods. So we're really excited about just kind of bringing together the newbies as well as the seedlings, as well as the I don't know, the more the ripe fruit of the gardening world. Yeah. So.
Very cool. Thank you both for taking time to talk with me this morning. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Erin.
Yeah, thank you so much.